everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. I'd like to read a passage of scripture that many of you would know, or you've heard it before, but I'd like to unpack it a little bit. And it's in Psalm 119. And if you have a look at Psalm 119, it's a long psalm. It goes for quite a few pages. And the title at the top is called The Glories of God's Law. And they're like little snippets of things that have been written by David about God and the gems, the glories that are in his law. Because God does have laws. God does have set ways he likes things done. He's very ordered. I love it. He's very ordered, but he is also very creative. So he loves order and set things, but he's creative and can change, not change his mind, but change things that he wants to do, because in many ways, we his people get involved. I've often heard people say, oh, but you know, does prayer really change God's mind? I believe it does. Because I believe God knew, because he knows all things, remember? I believe God knew that we would pray for something, and he was waiting for our prayers, because then he knew what he would then choose to do. It's not like he was just set before. He wanted to see, what's your faith like? Are you interested in asking for help? Are you humbling yourself? Because often it's a humbling thing to ask for help or to pray and ask God's guidance. We're such proud people. And so God had already decided, if they pray, I will do this. Because he knew what was going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. He knows our future. But he allows the future to be in our hands. We still have free choice. He just knows what our free choice will do. So I'm reading some of these lines, because often it's not like the whole bit, not the whole psalm, but just little bits. And I read this. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word, what's God's word? Well, we know it's his scripture. His words are in here. It's been written down. We've had witnesses and testimonies of people who passed it on before they wrote stuff, passed it on by word of mouth, and it was passed down. But also when people started writing, they then wrote down what people said, what God did in their life, what happened. And the journey of God with his people, it's all written here. God's word, what they felt God say to them. Well, if we continued, the church continued writing from after the New Testament, and it still does today. The leaders of the church write down what they feel God is saying. The popes write encyclicals. They talk about faith or joy of the gospel. You know, that faith is light, illuminates us. But, you know, you can go, well, I'm not Catholic, so I don't really listen or read what those leaders say. But what about the pastor of your church? I've been to many services, and the pastor stands up and says, I feel God said this to me. I myself feel like in my prayer that God spoke to me, said something. The Holy Spirit inspired me and said stuff. He doesn't just talk to the leaders, he talks to his people. The word of God is a lamp to my feet. It guides me. It shines. It illuminates the path I should walk in. If we follow what Jesus says to live, he's illuminated the path we are to walk in his way as a Christian. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Just keep reading. And it is unfolded so much, the way to live. But this word of God breathes into us. He's forever breathing life into us. He's forever sharing with us. He's an intimate God. How it described it in the Garden of Eden, where he came every day to walk with Adam and Eve, he desires the same with us every day, to walk with us. To walk with us. He desires an intimate relationship of conversation with us. Us sharing with him, him sharing with us. But you have to give him the time, the space. Of course he can interrupt. He does so often. Something happens and you go, oh, that was you, God, talking to me. Or something happened and you feel like you've read something and been inspired. God can do that. But he loves it when you give him the time to sit with him and deliberately take the time to discover and enrich the relationship you have with him. His word illuminates, it directs, it guides us. You know, there is often stop signs or caution signs or give way, give left, give right, you know, go to the right. God guides us. He shows us the best way to go. We just often need to say, Lord, I'm thinking of this. What do you think? And waiting for his input, because he does have one. He does desire to share with us. You know, he inspires us. The light to my path, it inspires me. Oh, wow, that's the way I should go. That's the way I should act. He's deeply personal. You know, I was thinking the other day, in prayer, I like to journal. I write down what I feel God is telling me. I write down sometimes how I'm feeling towards God, towards life, putting my prayers down on paper. And I was thinking, well, it's not that weird. We write down recipes for good meals that we want to cook. We get the recipes off our friends. Oh, you've tried that. That's amazing. I want the recipe, please. So they write it out and give it to us. Who does not keep birthday cards that someone's given you that you felt very precious, and the words that were inside was so amazing that you want to keep it and reread it down the track? How many things have you kept of your children when they grew up? You know, paintings they painted, Mother's Day, Father's Day gifts that they gave you, because they're important. Well, what about what God says to you? Is that not important? Do you not want to write it down to remember it so you can go back and reread again years later, months later, weeks later, days later, what he's been saying to you? Someone said, journaling solidifies the proof of God with us. It's so true. It tells us that, wow, I didn't remember that. God helped me in this part. Looking back onto something else, God was there. He spoke to me. Or I prayed this and look at the outcome now. God's walked me through it and I've got through to the other side and I've been so blessed. Journaling solidifies the proof of God with us. You know, this is other people's stories. But we see our story often in other people's stories. We see our story in God's story of man and God, because I'm just like any other man or woman in the Bible, really. Maybe not all the different gifts and characters, but there's some that just, wow, that's me. That's what I would think. That's how I would have acted. That's how I feel. And you see the relationship that Jesus had with these people and how he dealt with them, how he loved them, how he cared for them. And he does the same for us. We can often find ourselves in other people's stories. So what scripture is your favorite scripture? Do you write them down? Do you remember them? Do you say them out loud? Do you, you know, try and, you know, at school we used to have to try and give a talk, but we had to not have paper notes, we had to remember it all. It's just talk at school. But do you remember things that are important to you? You know, a story that is unique to you, a verse that you hung on to, that changed your life forever, that guided you. Do you remember those things? Yes, of course we do. You remember the time when, you know, someone in your family did such and such. But do you remember as much about what God has done for you? Do you go over it, remind yourself? Say, look, God, life is tough right now, but God helped me back then. He will help me now. He is faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I speak that to myself so often. God was with me then. He is with me now. He will be with me into the future. I ask God, I'm going to go, you know, now out to an appointment. Would you go with me? Would you go into the future and prepare their hearts that they would hear what I have to say? Hear my need. Hear my, you know, help me in this situation. Because God can. You know, in Hebrews 4:12, it states, the word of God is living and active. It's healthy and it's accessible to me today. Me forever. Living and active. It's working in my life if I allow it to. It will shine and illuminate my path if I allow it to. It will be like a lamp to my feet where all darkness is rest around. I can't see any other way forward if I allow God to come into my life and share his word with me. You know, it speaks to us in so many different ways. You can say, but I've already read that parable years ago. I remember my English teacher once saying, we're going to say a sentence and I'm going to put on different emphases on the sentence and let's see what people say. The sentence is, I saw the cat. I saw the cat. The focus is on I. So why me? Why I? Why? What's going on? Then it's like, I saw the cat. I didn't hear it. I didn't smell it. I saw. So what's with this eyesight? What's with that? I saw the cat. Not just any ordinary cat. It was the cat. I saw the cat. It wasn't a dog, it wasn't a horse, it was a cat. Do you understand? See the different emphases you can put on just one simple little sentence and it makes you see different things with different perspective. Well, often that's what God does with scripture, with us, with the word of God, with what's written in his beautiful book. Because at different circumstances and different times, I see things differently. I hear things differently. I acknowledge things differently. I'm in a different place. So with different words and different intonations and different things that Jesus said, I may only see it for the first time. So don't feel like I've already read that. I know it all, because we do not know it all. We may think we know it all. So tell me, what is your favorite scripture? Share with me so that you can help illuminate my path, that you can shine the lamp on my feet, because I don't see it all. And you can encourage me where I am at in my life with what God is doing in you, through you, and with you. So let us be bold and let us share scriptures with each other and encourage them to walk the walk that Jesus calls us to. to walk. Thanks for listening.